Blog Talk Radio.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain.
Good evening, everybody. This is Grace Anglade for Unseen Realms. I'm so sorry we got disconnected. I have no idea what happened. Let me see. If anybody can call in, I'll be able to know if you can hear me or not. I already have somebody in. That's great. Good. This is Grace Anglade for Unseen Realms. Tonight is the Violet Flame in Action, 607-8787. Thank you. I know I'm online now and you can hear me. Let me see. Let me take this call first. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I certainly can.
Okay. Are you calling in for a reading or are you listening for the show tonight?
Well, both.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do the show first and I'll catch you in for the reading afterwards.
Okay. Sounds wonderful.
Is that okay? All right.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks. Bye. Thank goodness my last caller called in, because that lets me know that microphone is working. Right before I came online, everything just disconnected, and I was like, oh. Anyway, okay, so let's talk about the Violet Flame. First of all, who is Saint Germain? You know what? I went through Wikipedia today, and I'm not sure if I have a better idea of who Saint Germain is or not. But he's referred to as Master Rakoxi. And what I can gather is that he's in charge of the ascension of the new age, and he's an ascended master. And what I can gather is that Edgar Cayce said that he shows up when Edgar Cayce was under a trance. Edgar Cayce said that he shows up when he is needed. All right. He seems to appear to people. He appeared to Annie Besant in 1896. And there's a list of people he appeared to all the way up to 2004. And that you can find on Wikipedia. He's an ascendant master, which means that he can, you know, levitate, walk through walls, inspire telepathy, and he can teleport. He is associated with the violet, the color violet, and amethyst, and the Maltese cross. All right. Now, he is the Kohen of the seventh ray. And they said that he has been Samuel, Francis Bacon, St. Joseph, Merlin, Christopher Columbus, Roger Bacon, Plato. Let me see. He was the ruler of the Golden Age civilization centered in a city called the City of the Sun, 70,000 years ago, located in, at the time, was a very green part. Now it's the Sahara Desert, but before it was a very, very green, it was a very green area. And it was a colony set out from Atlantis. He was also a high priest in the civilization of Atlantis, serving in the Oracle of the Lord Zadkiel in the Temple of Purification, located in the Atlantean colony sent out from Atlantis, which is now Cuba. Now, I got this off of Wikipedia. I'm not sure I understand more of who he was after reading Wikipedia or less. I really didn't get it. But then I went to a site called www.ascension-research.org. Okay. And they said that his, and it's .org, and this is Germain. He has his retreat in the Cave of Symbols, which is in the Table Mountains near Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in the USA. He also has a retreat in the Cave of Light in India. He has a retreat at the Royal Teton Retreat at the Grand Teton, Joshua Hole, Wyoming, USA. He has a retreat of the Great Divine Direction. Also, the Rakoxi Mansion in Transylvania, Romania. And this retreat is focused on the freedom for Europe. And he has on the Erythric plane, there's established a retreat, the Sacred Temple of the Maltese Cross. So that's where his retreats are. Let me see. Also, so that's kind of who he is. He seems to show up when needed. And he's, according to Wikipedia, I think, Francis Bacon kind of feigned his death so he could move on someplace else. So that was actually Francis Bacon seemed to have died, but he didn't really die. And then he went off through Europe to put together, you know, spread spiritual light and things like that. That's according to that. All right. So what is the violet flame? The best definition I saw of the violet flame was on Yahoo Messenger. It was on Yahoo, and it was written by somebody named Crescent Moon 10 years ago. And it says, the violet flame is the essence of one of the seven rays. Just as sunlight passing through the prism is refracted in the seven colors of the rainbow, so the spiritual light manifests as the seven rays. So you're talking red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet. Each ray has a specific color frequency and a quality of God's consciousness. Like, I usually work in the green ray. That's where I usually work. But he is in the violet or the purple ray. So the violet ray is known as the seventh ray. When you invoke it in the name of God, it descends as a beam of spiritual energy and bursts in as a spiritual flame in your heart, as qualities of mercy, forgiveness, justice, freedom, and transmutation. Saint Germain is known as the Lord of the seventh ray. Every time we pray to him, he brings us many gifts of the Spirit, such as his joy, diplomacy, and creativity. He can inspire us with his innovations in science, literature, religion, government, philosophy, education, healing, alchemy, and other fields. All right, so that's a little bit about what is the violet flame. Going to the site spiritual-encyclopedia.com, it says the violet flame is a tremendous gift from God to mankind, and it has been called the flame of forgiveness and the flame of mercy. Violet, the color violet has the highest frequency and is at a point of transition to the next octave of the light vibration. Amethyst, and a lot of people have amethyst in their home, hopefully it's clean. Amethyst is used in healing, psychic protection. It's used in garments of royalty and religious ceremonial vestments. So there's a guy named Dr. Bernard Jensen, and he's a renowned pioneer in iridology and color therapy. And he says that the color violet purple is the highest of all colors for healing. He has found that the vibratory rates of purple and violet activate the pituitary gland. He says that the vibratory rate brings out all we need to put the body into harmony. Thinking of a person and praying for the person and projecting thoughts in the purple flame does a great amount of good for the person. It really does a great amount of good. So then it said that when Moses saw the burning bush, the bush did not burn. There was a flame there, and apparently it was the violet flame. All right, violet fire has the ability to transmute negative karma. It changes burdens of negative energy that we have accumulated through the ages into a positive energy. We feel lighter, happier, and don't have to suffer through the many bad aspects that we've had in life. You know, it burns it like dross. The violet ray is a tool that helps us in our lives, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. When called upon through a mantra and visualization, this spiritual fire restores the flow of light and energy in our mind and body and soul. Okay, so I'm going to stop because I have written down a lot of this stuff, but I want to talk about it. I'm taking a class with Kelly Kaladi, and we're working with Archangel Raphael that has us working in the violet flame right now. Right now she's doing a lot of work, or we're doing a lot of work with the violet flame. And I have been using Elizabeth Clare Prophet's book called The Violet Flame to heal body, mind, and soul for the last couple of weeks. And what I'm seeing is I'm seeing progress in my life. What happens is that how Archangel Raphael explains this, because what Archangel Raphael basically told us not to do was not to watch television, to leave the media alone, because there's so much negativity, there's so much, and it would just take our vibrations down. So when they see us from the other side, they actually see us as patterns or blueprints of light. All right, that's how they see us. They don't see us as us. They see us as light. And if you've ever had a reading, and you know, with Kelly Kaladni, Archangel Raphael will come in and talk to you about your light. Well, she said, Archangel Raphael said that when we have negativity, it shows up as black dots on our blueprint. It just shows up as black dots. And the more black dots we have, the more we're being slowed down, our energy is being slowed down. So I've been reading in the Violet Flame, and it talks about how the Violet Flame works. It is the Spirit of God. When you call for the Violet Flame, it burns up. You know, in a cell, you have in an atom, there's a lot of space in an atom. All right. That space can be filled up with a lot of negativity, and it pulls our energy back and slows us down. So using the Violet Flame and making the decrees and using the Violet Flame burns that stuff up like dross. It's like throwing it into a fire and burning it like dross. So we're not, you know, we don't have to deal with that negativity. And it's really a good idea now, because we seem to be divided politically, religiously, fear. I mean, it's really a mess out there right now. Now is the time to start using the Violet Flame and using it a lot. All right, I'm going to go over to my caller right now and talk to her, and then I'm going to come back to it. Hi, 916-607-8787.
Hello again.
Hi. Sorry. I didn't want to leave you hanging on. What happened was right when the show was about to come on, everything died. I'm like trying to get back in the show. So I wasn't sure if I had a microphone or anything. So thank you for waiting. Hi. What's your name?
My name's Nancy. And I've listened to your show many times. I really enjoy it. Is it okay to ask a question or, you know, any? Hello?
Hello? Okay, I've been pushed back onto the line again. I don't know if I can access from my caller. 916, just hold on. You're going to be back. You're going to be hold because I'm calling in by the telephone. I keep getting bounced out. All right, so I'm going back into it. So, the violet fire has the ability to transmute negative karma. And this is karma from a lot of past lives. It helps us physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. When called upon through mantras and visualization, the spiritual fire restores the flow of light and energy in your mind, body, and souls. All right? Violet fire consumes not only the outer manifestations of negative karma, which the symptoms are ill health, financial trouble, but also it gets rid of the roots and causes. It erases the record of harm that we have done to others in this lifetime and past lifetime. It's a high system, our heart, our entire physical body and psyche, going to the cause and the core of disease or psychological and emotional problems, and it helps the healing process. Now, as you can tell, I've taken a lot of this stuff right off word for word. It dissolves negative thoughts and feelings on contact and turning them into harmonious feelings of joy. All right. It also helps with relationship issues too. And I've seen this with my own family. You know, we have cords to people. We have cords of love. Hopefully, we are all cleaning our negative cords using Archangel Michael. But I've noticed since I've started using the decrees for the violet flames, my home life is becoming more harmonious. It's much easier to navigate. It seems to be burning off that dross that I've had in the past. So it's gotten a lot, it's just gotten a lot easier. Things you can do to help out the violet flame, to help out, you know, the wearing of the colors of amethyst, violet or purple. Not all the time, but wear them sometimes. You can get an amethyst crystal, clean it, and put it into your home or workplace. And if you're somebody that gets attacked psychically a lot, I would put it in my pocket. I would keep an amethyst in my pocket, a clean amethyst. You know how to clean it. You know, you rinse it underwater, you bless it, and keep it, you know, keep it on you. Have purple flowers around you. Another thing is, this is, I thought this was cute. It was play Strauss's. You can even dance while giving violet flame mantras, because the 3/4 time of the waltz and the other qualities activate and conveys the violet feel, the violet flame. You have to practice consciously forgiving yourself and others, letting go of old hurts, resentments, and see them burning in the violet fire. All right, that's kind of the stuff I found off the internet. All right, so, and I found that from angelteam.com. It was, I'll talk about Angel Team in a minute. All right, so the violet, how to use the violet fire. Now, this is it, because a lot of people will just make the decrees for the violet fire, but you can't do that. Because once you start making the decrees, not only does the purple energy come, but the dark energy, it pulls in dark energy too. So you have to protect yourself first. And hopefully everybody out there is protecting themselves and they're grounding. You know, what I mean is getting up in the morning, it takes a couple of seconds. You, from your heart down through the bottoms of your feet, and you go down into the earth. Usually what I do is thank the earth for something. You see your roots going down to the earth, to the center of the earth. You send Mother Earth love. Then you, and usually I pull up images in my head like I'm really, you know, happy because it's fall. Thank you so much. Thank you for the leaves turning. Thank you for the temperature. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. And she sends you back up love. And then I send it out the thanking for the sunsets, for the sun, for the stars, for everything. And then it comes back down into my top of my forehead, top of my head, and meets at my heart. And then I start using a protection around me. And you're not supposed to use a violet flame unless you put protection around you. So you can see yourself in cobalt or white light to do this. All right, so what you want to do, and this is from How to Use the Violet Flame in 9 Steps from www.org. And this is basically Elizabeth Clark Prophets. It's basically the same thing in the book. Elizabeth Clare Prophet. It's the same thing that's in the book. Set aside a time each day to give the violet flame. You can, if you have an altar, great. I do it when I'm in bed. You know, I have kids, I have my husband, and I have, like, you know, part of this thing and part of that thing. So pretty much I'm doing this right when I'm in bed. I've got. You begin your violet flame session with a prayer. At this point, I can pray to, I pray to God, I pray to Jesus, I pray to, I bring in the elements too. I bring in the undines, the sylphs, the gnomes, and the salamanders, thanking them for their help too, Saint Germain. And then invoke protection before you start using the violet flame. So that's the first thing. Beloved I am, from Ascendant Master's flame, call forth now in God's own name. Let it keep my temple free from all discord sent to me. I am calling forth violet fire to blaze and transmute all desire, keeping on in freedom's name till I am one with the violet flame. That's a decree you can give 3 times, all right? Or you can, and that comes from the book. That comes directly from her book, and I say that a lot. Another one is, me, behind me, above me, below me, to the right of me, to the left of me. And I do that, okay? And I do it three times. I'll do it for that three times. So it also puts you in protection. And I also see a tube of violet light coming down from the Ascendant Masters. So you're supposed to begin your violet flame decree with a preamble. And that should be on the site. That should be on that www.summitlighthouse.org, the preamble. I'll read the preamble from the book. And it says, "In the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me, and my very own beloved Holy Christ self, I call to beloved Saint Germain and the angels of the seventh ray. I ask you to..." Now, you can put anything you want in there. Now, right, lately I've been putting down, "I ask you to send blessings to all those people that have helped me in a positive and a negative way in my life." That's what I'm doing lately. "I ask that my call be multiplied and used to assist all souls on this planet who are in need. I thank you and I accept it done in this hour of full power according to the will of God." And that's kind of the preamble. I think that's on the site. I seem to remember that today. So then you start giving the decree slowly. Some of the decrees are, "I am a being of violet fire. I'm the purity of God's desire." And you can do that faster and faster. Or you could say, "Florida is the land of violet fire. Florida is the being an entity of God's desire." There's some beautiful ones in this book. There's, "I am the violet flame in action in me now. I am the violet flame, to light alone I bow. I am the violet flame in mighty cosmic power. I am the light of God shining every hour. I am the violet flame blazing like the sun. I am God's sacred power freeing everyone. That's a pretty one. And there's a couple other really beautiful ones in here that I just love. I love this one. "Breath of God inside each cell, I am the violet flame. Pulsing out the cosmic time, I am the violet flame. Energizing mind and heart, I am the violet flame. Sustaining God's creation now, I am the violet flame. With all love, with all love, with all love. Shimmering in a crystal cave, I am the violet flame. Searching out all hidden pain, I am the violet flame. Consuming cause and core of fear, I am the violet flame. Revealing now the inner name, I am the violet flame. With all peace, with all peace, with all peace. Flashing like a lightning bolt, I am the violet flame. Stretching through the galaxies, I am the violet flame. Connecting soul and spirit now, I am the violet flame. Raising you to cosmic heights, I am the violet flame. With all power, with all power, with all power." This is a radiant spiral violet flame. "Radiant spiral violet flame, descend and now blaze through me. Radiant spiral violet flame, set free, set free, set free. Radiant violet flame, O come, expanding and blaze thy light through me. Radiant violet flame, O come, reveal God's power for all to see. Radiant violet flame, O come, awake the earth and set it free. Radiance of the violet flame, expand and blaze through me. Radiance of the violet flame, expand for all to see. Radiance of the violet flame, establish mercy's outpost here. Radiance of the violet flame, come transmute now all fear." So you're going to see this, and you're going to see yourself in a column. Like, the column is like 6 feet across, and it goes 3 feet above you and 3 feet behind you. And you start seeing it burning, and you start seeing it turning, and you use it to assist you in your spiritual work. So you use the violet flame every day. There's people that said that in about 6 months, they start seeing their karma being transmuted. They start making headway. And it takes about 10 minutes a night. It can be used to clean up karmic debris. It can be used to clean up the land and things like that. I found this wonderful site called angelteam.com /blog. All right, you know, your blog there. And she uses the violet flame for quantum shift time, violet flame curse removal, shamanic soul retriever, and it's by Kathy Bilski. So if you're looking to clean up a piece of property, or if you're looking to clean up, you know, if you think you've got entities on you, you just use that violet flame and watch it spin and spin and spin. "I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity of God's desire." And you can do it to 9 times, you know, 7 times, 9 times, 11 times, 22 times, use a master number. You know, 11, 22, 33, 44, 55, 66. I do it a lot during the day, you know, when I'm in the car and things like that, if I have nothing to do. One of the nice things about it is you're doing a decree. You're making a decree. You're not asking anything. You're making a decree. Also, it gets you out of that period of, what did she mean by that? What did he mean by that? Or, you know, going over and over and over what's happening on today's news. You're using this to clean up your energy and to make it move. You're really using this to clean up your energy. So now, hopefully, I've cleaned out the things enough. Let me see if I can get online and talk to anybody. I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get callers here using the phone. Let me see if I can go back in again and try to get callers. Hold on. Hello? I can't get callers yet. Let me see what I can do about this. Hold on. Call a guest. Nope. Let me see. We're going to turn this off. I'll be back in a minute. I'm trying to get on the computer. All right, I'm sorry to all those listeners tonight. This is not one of those nights, and I'm going to be able to connect into the computer. Anyway, so as I was saying about the violet flame, I can't take calls when I'm on the phone. I'm really sorry. Jen will be back in next week, and that'll work out. So let's go over for protecting and grounding. All of you, every single light worker out there needs to be protecting and grounding. You ground in the morning. You protect in the morning, you protect at night, you protect during the day. You imagine a ball of white light coming over you, or cobalt light. And usually what I do is I call in the angels one by one. I call in Archangel Michael, and I have him cover me with his indigo light. I call in, and I'll ask him to use his sword of light to cut away all negative cords. And as I'm watching the cords disappear, then I ask Archangel Raphael to come in and cover me with the green light and ask him to heal those areas where the cords have been cut away. Also, if you're being psychically attacked, you want to use the Archangel Michael to use his sword to cut away those attacks, like if there's a dagger in you or things like that, and use Archangel Raphael to clear it. Then I ask Archangel Uriel's gold energy to cover me. And then afterwards, it's Archangel Gabriel's copper-orange energy to cover me. Usually, Uriel's for the north, Raphael's for the east, Michael's for the south, and Gabriel is for the west. It's so easy when you're doing, when you're working with angels, it's kind of easy to forget to pray. So don't forget to pray. I mean, they're messengers from God, but they're not God. So don't forget to pray. And that's, you know, they will help you, though. They will help you. So as I was saying, it's like not now with violet fire, if you're a light worker out there, you can use it to clean the land, the different lands. Use it to clean Las Vegas. Use the violet fire to clean Florida. Use it to clean Texas. Use it to clean North Korea. But it's a tool that you can constantly use in your own house, your own property, your own neighborhood. You can use the violet fire, you know. My home is being a violet fire. My home is the purity of God's desire. And say and decree it. You have the steps to do it now. This is the time. This is the high noon for, you know, the forces of light and dark. So this is the time to do your decrees and keep your energy as high as possible. It's so easy to fall into what's going on. The drama. You know, it's like I always bring up Monsters, Inc. on this show because it just seems so simple to me, you know, how the monsters were coming and the kids weren't picking up as much energy. It was screaming, but there's not as much energy going on. It's important as a light worker. That's another thing. I've been here on Earth 352 times. I don't know when I started, but I know I've been here 352 times. I think part of being a light worker is helping with the ascension, helping people grow, but it's also you're here for your own growth. So, you know, don't forget to go out and plant your flowers, you know, send letters to friends, taking care of yourself. You know, that's so easy to take care of everybody else. And especially if you've got a lot of sixes in your numerology, so easy to take care of everybody but yourself. But you're here to take care of yourself and then take care of others too, all right? And spread love and spread light. And that's it. I mean, I've been going to pottery class. I'm learning how to do the wheel. And if you throw a piece of clay on the wheel and it turns, if you're not completely centered, it's going to show up right away on that clay. I mean, you're not going to be able to center the clay. When you go to pull the pot up, it's going to be off. It's just going to ruin your pot. I mean, you have to be totally in the moment. And that's another thing, is doing the decrees pulls you in the moment. Being able to think about what's going on, burning off what's going on, doing the decrees. And part of being in the future, part of preparing for the future is being in the moment, and being in the moment the best you can possibly be. And here I'm telling me my own thing I should be doing. But anyway, so that's it. We're at 10:58. I don't have a lot more to say. Jen will be back this week, and she'll be using her computer. It's kind of, the weather's kind of wet here. I live in an area with, I don't have high-speed internet, and I have about 20 trees outside. So anyway, good night to you all, and God bless, and I'll see you again next week. Good night.